You probably are aware, if you're a regular listener of the show, and we appreciate that very much, that Erica was going through a difficult time. In fact, a divorce. And we love you. We work with you every day. You're part of our family.
Yep.
And it's tragic when it doesn't work out for two people who, you know, made commitments before their family and God that, you know, till death do us part.
No.
And I think we go into it hoping and believing that's true.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, I cried my eyes out last night at the Emmys when with that proposal. I was just—I still have great hope for people, and that they seem very sweet. But yeah, it's also here. It just happens to be the way it is. It's a very protracted process ending it. So, yesterday was the end.
Your divorce was final.
Yeah, you have to. You go in private chambers with the judge. I mean, there's a lot of gravitas that goes on with this, and here I am. I've flip-flops, like, sorry, didn't get the memo.
You were flip-flops.
Did you show up in flip-flops? Did you really?
And
you were
Erica
so worried about
through.
That's right. She was so worried about what to wear, and she's asking me, what do I wear?
And you know what I decided? I just got to be me. I got to be comfortable. You know, you go meet with the judge, it was a woman, and she was lovely, and I realized that I'm not a person who sees things black and white. And it was crazy because every time she would ask me a question, she would say, like, well, how long have you and Mr. O been together? And I was like, well, he fired me in 2004. And then, like,
did she look at you at that point and go, what?
She was so sweet. Because she nice, get yeah. very sympathetic little, you know, nod. And I'm like, oh, I guess she just wants the number. Oh, I see.
Well, you are the only person, I think, Jack, Erica, Blair, and I have ever met who married the person who fired them at one point from a job.
Well, you get a check.
He gave me severance last time, too. So we, you know, did that, and, you know, every question startled me, and I couldn't, they just want you to say that you agree with this decision that you're on, you know, so do you want this divorce, ma'am? And I'm like, you know, it's complicated.
They need to make sure that you're not being forced into something of your own free will, that you're making these decisions.
But it kind of is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
Stuff that
the judge is like, listen, I want to get to lunch here.
I know,
can you please make this easy for me?
And how long does it take?
It's rude that it only takes 8 minutes.
It's like, that quick?
Well, who said 8 minutes? Really? Is that what the standard or people believe?
Yeah. No, that's what it is. You know, if you have all your documentation and everything, they just say, well, this is what you guys want, so this is what we'll give you. And they do. And what really cracked me up, if you can laugh in a moment like that, is that, so here I am. I was very composed. I was not going to be what I am right now. And he was, like, trembling and had his head in his hands the whole time. And the bailiff comes and gives him water. I was like, dying inside over here. Dying inside. And trembling over there. Gets water.
That's water.
And
didn't offer you water?
Yeah.
No, because I was fine. I was just,
Were you composed?
Well, except for one moment, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he wasn't.
No. Well, I don't know what that was. I was so mad afterward, I texted him. I was like, quite the performance. The Oscar goes to.
Well, glad you're still communicating with each other.
It was so funny.
It's a tough moment. Listen, there is no, and you're dealing with humor, brilliantly sort of walking through an incredibly difficult moment. There's a lot of anger, a lot of hurt in a moment like that. And you, again, when someone says, will you marry me? You really want to believe it's going to be forever. And
look, my mother said to me my whole life, she said, there are people that are in your life for a reason, there are people that are in your life for a season, and there are people that are in your life for a lifetime. And, you know, I wish I'd known it wasn't a lifetime, but it was a season, and it was a great season. And the season's over.
Well, that's a really helpful. Well, yeah.
I choose Jack to believe that wasn't a performance yesterday, because I know I can speak for JD, and I know I speak for Blair and Lisa. you're one of the most wonderful people that we've ever met. And he, I'm sure, felt very, very sad that you would no longer be a person in his life.
Mm-hmm. I do believe he is hurting as well. You know, whether whatever happened, you know, between the two of you at any point, he has to feel that this is a tremendous failure as well, because he did ask you to marry him. I mean, he did. He fires you and then he asks you out to lunch. I mean, he obviously was interested.
My friends always say, he fired you so that he could date you. You understand that, don't you?
Well, we're kind of glad that all that blew up Z104. We were pretty actually pleased about that over here at 107.3. But and then you came over to join us, so it worked out perfectly for us. But listen, there's a lot of pain, love. And we love you with all of our hearts, you know, through good times and bad, happy and sad, very much like a marriage.
Yeah,
the
right?
The same here.
Except that we won't all end up in court together.
Well, the only co-host I've seen behind your back is Jimmy. So
WRQX Washington, a Cumulus station.